Row Books and Harper Audio present Forever Boy, A Mother's Memoir of Autism and Finding Joy by Kate Swenson. This is the author. A note before we begin. For a list of resources and additional reading materials, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/foreverboy. To the boy who smells like the wind, the boy who saved me, the boy who healed our family, the girl who completed us, and my husband for never giving up on me. Thank you. Introduction. I dreamed of being a mother from an incredibly young age. While some little girls daydream about being a ballerina or becoming president, I wanted a family. I would fantasize about it often with my Barbies and baby dolls, playing house well into my tweens. When I moved into my first home with my fiancé, my mother dropped off numerous tubs of my childhood belongings in my kitchen. It appeared she had saved everything. In the first tub, I found awkward photos of me in thick glasses with a bowl cut. My mother called it the Dorothy Hamill and said it was darling. It was not. Faded second and third place ribbons from elementary school track meets, handwritten notes to friends, and countless diaries with little keys. The secrets of my life inside. Brody and I are going to get married and have 5 babies and dogs and horses and live in a big, beautiful house. We will have 3 girls and 2 boys. I will be a veterinarian. He will play professional basketball and we will be in love forever. Our life will be perfect. I was 7 and it was obvious I had my whole life planned out. But not once did it occur to me that one of my babies would have a disorder that would prevent him from communicating even the simplest need. Or that his body would grow, but his understanding of safety and independence might not. Nobody thinks it could happen to their child. But the thought nagged me for years after we learned the diagnosis. What if I had known? What if someone had whispered the secrets of my future in my ear during my pregnancy, as if they had a crystal ball? You and your baby are destined for a world different than most. You will call him Cooper, yet the world will call him disabled. It will be hard at first. You will experience suffering, struggle, and sadness, but eventually you will overcome it and catch a glimpse of the unbelievable joy he brings to your world. You will come to understand that, in fact, you are the lucky one. But the beginning, well, it will nearly break you. If I had been warned about autism and all it would change, would I have run away crying or laughed out loud? I guess I'll never know. I do know that nothing prepared me for the way stress and worry would overshadow a large part of my life for years to come. And I don't know if anything truly could have. It was something that I had to experience for myself. You may listen to the first chapters of this book and think it's a sad story. Please keep going. You'll see it is not. You may also think it's a story about a boy with autism. And while yes, Cooper is certainly the star, it is also the story of me as a mother, finding my way down an unexpected path. It is the story of mistakes and triumphs, of altered dreams and agonizing hope. A story of marital compromise and sibling rivalry and the shifting perspective of advocacy as I tirelessly find new ways to give my nonverbal boy a voice in this world. In the end, it's about discovering exactly who I was meant to be. And I owe it all to my son. 1. Jamie and I met right after I graduated from college during an internship I took at a large bank. I had no desire to work in banking, none whatsoever, but I wanted to make money and get my foot in the door somewhere. Spending my time with professional men and women seemed like a logical next step toward adulthood. I was just coming out of a relationship.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?